Hello, this is Rich Wilson from Great American 3. It's Tuesday, November 11th, and about 12:45 local time, which is still French time, on board Great American 3. We're approaching Cape Finisterre after 2 days of the Vendée Globe and a great tumult in between there. The first day was just an extraordinary day of the promenade out from the harbor of Le Sable de Lon, with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people lining the waterway there and cheering for every one of the competitors who were going out at about a quarter mile intervals or so. Very moving. They're not cheering simply a sporting event, but cheering what was about to be undertaken by the sailors to try to go around the world by themselves, and pretty amazing thing to experience. Very emotional. Getting out to sea, it was very lumpy sea, and not as much wind as had been forecast. So stomachs got a little bit queasy as we approached the starting area. Shore crew was taken off by Zodiac, around for the effort. Of particularly Hugh Reuse and Rick Williams from Marblehead to put together the boat for the race. Most of the teams here have 3-4 people at least, and the bigger teams have 7, 8, 9, 10 people working on the boats. So to do it with two was pretty good effort. I got through the start, and with staysail and one reef in the main to have the boat under control, and went along with into the increasing breeze. I get very bumpy because we're going upwind towards a big cold front. There's supposed to be a lot of wind, 40 to 45 knots forecast. These boats do not like to go upwind. They're very flat bottomed for going downwind in the Southern Ocean in particular, very fast downwind there. And so this was pretty appalling situation for the boat just crashing off of each wave, wondering why the mast is still up, and trying desperately to protect yourself, your head, your teeth, your elbows, and so forth as you're getting thrown around. Well, we finally, through the course of the evening, went through a couple of reefs and down to number 3 reef and the staysail, and then later on through the night I was actually pretty sick, which has happened before, but this was a little different. I think combination of the anxiety of going off on this, plus also having eaten an orange probably the day before, and the acidity of that, my stomach did not do well, so I didn't really eat or drink anything for the first 24 hours. Into the next day, we were able to get back up to 2 reefs in the main at one point from the 3 reefs, and as we approached the front, back down to 3 reefs, and then as the 40 to 45 knots came in to the storm jib and 3 reefs, and just hammered it out like that for a couple of hours. Finally, the front came through, moved to the other tack, and headed south, finally. So, pretty appalling, because also before that it all happened, got thrown across the cabin while I was trying to take a picture, and pretty violently fetched up on my back, and was very difficult, really, to do much of anything. Fortunately, I don't think anything was broken. Did have a consultation later, and with Dr. back home, and I think it's okay, but it's just going to take a while. So through the course of last night, just decided to protect the boat, protect myself, because now that the wind had shifted, the boat going into new sea conditions, or the old sea conditions, but with a new wind, the pounding was even worse. Found out late last night, in fact, 6 boats, or 7 boats, 6 boats had turned back including Michel Desjoyeaux, who had a leak in a ballast tank and it had shorted out some electrical circuits around the engine, so he couldn't generate electricity, apparently. Two boats were dismasted in the tumult, and a couple of hull problems. So the pounding took its toll on everybody, or at least several of the boats, pretty extremely. And still, it's a wonder here to me that the mast is still standing up after that. It's bone jarring. You can feel it all the way up into your teeth when this happens, when you fall off one of these waves and you fall 15 feet in the bottom, the 60-foot long boat lands on its flat bottom. It's just appalling. So anyway, we're continuing now. We've gone up from Mars. I went through the night just to try to control things, so I didn't think I had things under control with the staysail and the third reef in the main. So I went, just rolled up the staysail, went with the third reef in the main, slowed the boat right down, lost a lot of time in the race for sure, but it made the motion easier, and it gave me a chance to get a little bit of rest and to try to give my back a chance to start to recover. This morning went back up to two reefs, and then just now back up to one reef in the main and the staysail, currently making 10.9 knots on a course of 210, just a little bit west of south, to go off Cape Finisterre. Fleets up ahead of us, and some of them are flying, but some of them sadly are back in port. So anyway, we'll continue along here and get you updates on a daily basis. I wasn't quite up to it yesterday to try to call in, so we'll get back on a daily schedule. Rich Wilson, Port Great American 3, off for today.